What's up, fellas? So today we're here to talk about 10 times AMS went out like a simp. And before I get started, guys, I want to just tell y'all guys something. I think it's this conception from a lot of you guys that think us dating coaches are born these alpha gods that we can't do no wrong. Do y'all guys know why Dave Ramsey sits over there and tell you guys not to go into debt? Because he went into debt and he had to end up filing for bankruptcy. Most wisdom, guys, comes from past failures. That's why I can get on here and I can make all these videos. Not because I'm so alpha and you so beta. It's because I done made a whole bunch of simp mistakes you making. Do y'all guys grasp that? If you somebody like me and you done slept with a whole lot of women, and I don't care who you are, you done made a whole lot of simp mistakes. There is no doubt about it. Even the quote unquote ladies man, even he's made mistakes. Because although he might be very good at conversating with a woman very well, it's still been times that he's pursued women and he went out like a simp. So that's the first thing I want to make before I say any of these things, guys. You cannot be a great dating coach unless you done made a whole bunch of simplest mistakes. That is just the bottom line, guys. All right. So I'm finna give you 10 of the mistakes that I've made over the years and tell you what I've learned from them. Okay. Number one, and I'm not putting these in no particular order. All right. So it's not like one is more important than the other. Just whatever was coming to my mind when I was making the list. All right. And I'm going to keep the girl's name out of it. And it's funny, right? When you make simplest mistakes, don't y'all guys know some of this stuff 25 years ago? Don't you know I still remember these girls' first and last name? Even though I haven't talked to a lot of these girls in over 20 years, I remember their first and last name. And even a couple of them, I remembered the number that, you know, we used to use, because when I was young, guys, you had to remember the number, right? We have cell phones. I actually, going over the list, I actually still can remember some of the girls' numbers, even though I haven't talked to them in over 20 years. That just goes to show you how much technology has made us given us such a short attention span. You know, most of us can't even remember how to get to the restaurant we went to yesterday without using GPS. But yet, I can remember a number of a girl I haven't talked to since middle school and her last name. All right, guys, I just thought that was funny, as in how technology has made us actually dumber. All right, so forgetful. I don't even know my sister number. Crazy, right? But anyway, number one, dropping a girl off after taking her to the movies. Dropping her off at another dude's place after taking her to the movies. That's right, guys. The audacity of this little heifer to have me take her to the movies, which, I offered to take her to the movies. So we get to the movies, right? And the seats I had got were to the side, right? Or at least where I sat. I don't think we had assigned seats at the time. Like most theaters, now you have assigned seats, or a lot of them do. At least the ones that have the dine-in do. But I sat on the side. She wanted to sit in the middle of the movie, so she thought I could see it real good from the middle. I said, man, I'm not finna move all the way over there and have to walk through all those people. I said, what if you have to get up and go use the restroom? She's like, I'm finna go sit in the middle of the theater. I said, all right, you go. Don't you know I done paid for this movie? This helping her went over there and sat in the middle of the theater by herself and left me over there by myself. Now, I think I'm like 17, 18 at the time, right? 17, 18. And so I done took her to the movie, mad as hell. I took her to the movies. And so after the movies, she like, oh, I want you to take me over here to my teacher's house. He gonna help me with some homework or something like that. Some crap, right? But the bottom line, the main take home is, because, you know, you can't dictate, you know, what a girl goes after the thing. The bottom line is, this girl hadn't showed me no attraction, you know, up to that point, right? She showed me no attraction. Why am I taking her out? Do y'all guys get that logic? You see what I'm saying? Why do not take women out who haven't shown you no type of attraction? That's the take home message I'm trying to tell you guys. If you on the phone with a woman and she just like, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Why would you want to take her out when she sounds like she'd rather be doing anything else in the world other than talk to you? Now, of course, if you're going to offer her a date and she got nothing else better to do, of course she'll take it. But that's when you as a high value man got to say, wait a minute, what the hell is this? This girl don't want me. Now, funny thing is, I did actually end up sleeping with her a few years later. I slept with most of these girls. There's a couple of them I didn't, but most of these girls that I went out like a simp, I actually end up getting them later. And I'll talk about that as we go through the video. But that girl showed me no physical attraction to that point. And yet I offered to take her to a movie. That's going out like a simp. Some of you guys right now are going to take a girl out this Friday. Has she shown you that she's remotely sexually attracted to you? See, I basically was just happy to spend some time with her. I'm a warm her up. Attraction is non-negotiable, guys. If you can't warm her up on the phone, if you can't raise attraction over the phone, don't even waste your time with it. So if it feels like an interview over the phone, what I mean by interview, you asking all the questions, you the one navigating the whole conversation. What she's doing? She's sitting there, yeah, no, maybe tomorrow. She's not engaged in the conversation. She's not trying to get to know you. It feels like an interview. She's not interested. Do not take a woman out like that. I should not have taken this girl out. So I went out like a simp. I guess she's supposed to suck my dick out that I done took her to the movies. What the fuck is that? This just goes to show you, man. Wisdom is something that's hard learned. So I guess after the movie, she's supposed to say, oh man, this was a great movie. I guess I can suck your dick now. No, she don't want you. She didn't want me, at least up to that point. And a few years later, I end up getting her. All right, but still, the point being is, at that point, I should have saved my money. I didn't have much money, and yet I'm going to take this girl to a movies, and then I'm going to take her to some other dude, and then y'all guys want to know how I found out where she went after, because I was friend with her best friend also, right? And so she told me where she went after I took. So I done took her to the movie, and she done go ahead and, I guess, sleep with another dude. You see what I'm saying? But I shouldn't have took her to the movies, no way. That's supposed to be his job. So he's sitting back, kick back like King Tut, right? He's sitting back like King Tut, and here my little simp ass taking her to the damn movie. Never take a woman who's not showing you interest any goddamn well. Next, guys, number two, buying a specific girl drinks at the club. Over and over and over. I think I was like maybe around 21, 22 at this point. This is when I first started going to adult nightclubs. Like, we did have a teenage club, but obviously they didn't have no alcohol that I used to go to when I was 17, 18, you know, stuff like that. They ain't have no alcohol license. They was just music. But I think this was when I first started going to adult nightclubs. It was this one little goddamn hood rat, but she was fine as hell. Every time she saw me, buy me a drink. That's bad enough, but here's the even the worst part. Guess what she would do after I bought her the drink? She'll walk away. No conversation. I don't even think I remember her saying thank you. Just walk away. And you know what my mindset was? My little simp mindset was, I think a couple more, I'll get them. I buy a couple more drinks, I think I'll get them. Simping at its fucking highest, guys. Now, I don't have stuff like that happen to me no more because I'm particularly not interested in that type of woman no more. She was a hood rat. She was fine. She had a badass body, banging ass body, but she was a gold teeth, purple hair hood rat. I'm not even attracted to those type of women no more. So it's impossible for me to even fall for something like that again because I'm just not attracted to that type of woman anymore, period. But yeah, she got me for a long time too, guys. I would say a good year, maybe. Out of the year of her doing that, I think maybe she would have got maybe 10 drinks out of me. maybe 10, something like that, 10 or 12 drinks out of me. No conversation, no nothing. I end up sleeping with her a few years later. But at that point, no, played me like a, and coincidentally enough, I got to the point when I stopped, when I slept with her, when I stopped going, you know what? I didn't even think about this. The first one I just told you guys about, the one that went to the movies, when I stopped acting like a simp with her, that's when I slept with her. When I stopped, you know, acting like I'm trying to win her over, that's when I slept with her. And this girl here also, when I stopped buying her drinks, I think a few months later after that, that's when I slept with her. Funny how that works, right? So when you acting like a simp, in your mindset, you think you earning brownie points. In actuality, you're showing the woman she has more value than you, and therefore she can't sleep with you. Because in your head, you're saying, here, Your Highness, you have more value than me, so I have to treat you better. I have to buy you drinks. I have to take you to the movies. So in a simp mind, in my mindset, how I was thinking at the time with these girls was that, you know, if I just keep doing this, if I just keep doing stuff, I'm gonna get them. Nope. Play like a simp. I didn't sleep with them until I stopped being nice. Funny how that works. Funny how that works. All right, guys. And it's funny, right? Had all these women I was sleeping with, but it was always, see, and this is what I be telling you guys about. It's the ability to walk away. I was sleeping with plenty of women at this time, guys. That's the funny thing. I had no lack of booty at this time. I wanted them all. You can't get them all. You got to be able to walk away sometimes. And see, I wanted them all. That's important for you guys to understand that. This was not me being a simp to them from the aspect of I'm not getting no booty from nobody else, so I want to placate to these girls to get their booty. No, I was getting plenty of booty from other girls, but I didn't have the ability to walk away and say no and turn booty down. That's the biggest thing with me now opposed to then, because I can't get them all now. The thing is, I won't let a girl play me like that no more in the hopes of sleeping with her. I can't get all the women now. I'm not, what do you think I am? God or something? I can't get every woman I pursue right now. The thing is when I see that a woman is not interested in me sexually, I have the ability to walk away and not let her play with me. See, this would never happen today, not because, you know, it's like I'm sleeping with so much more women than I was then, because I was sleeping with a lot of women. But I didn't have my pride and my respect didn't come before booty, if that makes sense. I wanted to fuck them, and I wanted to fuck them bad. Even if it meant went going out like a simp. So it's not like I was some 20-year-old virgin walking around struggling to get laid, and so I got to go out like a simp. No, I probably was sleeping with 20, 25 women a year, and I still wanted them too. I wanted 27. That's the key y'all guys got to. Some of you guys got girls right now. You might got girls, but it's this one you can't get, and you going out like a simp. The main ability of becoming a high value man is to say, you know what? I'm not going to get them all. That is the biggest thing that has clicked in my brain from then to now. Yo, bro, you're not going to sleep with them all. Have the ability to walk away. I don't care how fine she is. That's the key, guys. The ability to walk away, no matter how bad you want to sleep with her. Next, guys, number three. And I made this in a video before. I told y'all about the girl who played me for dinner, and then she claimed we was gonna sleep together, and then she went home, and then she supposed to came back over my place, and then she was playing me, talking about something. Hey, I'm still waiting. And then she ended up turning her phone off and hit me up the next day and talking about her brother came over and this commotion with the police got involved, blah, blah, blah. She played me, right? Took her out to dinner, she went and played me. And I told y'all guys, I hit her up later that same week or maybe the next week, and I told her to meet me. I wanted to buy her an outfit so she could look good for me to represent going out with me, right? I told y'all that story on, I can't remember which video it was, but I know I told y'all that story. This was her, where she played me for dinner. I said, hey, how about you come over? She said, well, I ain't ate nothing. I said, well, let's get something to eat. When he got something to eat, she already had it set up from the get-go. She already knew she wasn't gonna give me none, right? and then took out to eat. Then she said, okay, I'm going to go home and get some, and I'll be back over your place. I'll come back over your place. And I'm sitting there waiting like a fool all night till finally, like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, she turns her phone off. She hits me up first thing the next morning, like 8 o'clock or something, talking about something. Yeah, she had to turn her phone off. She was scared. Police got involved and all that other type of crap, guys. Do never negotiate sex. In other words, I tried to buy this girl some food in the hopes of that's what's going to make. Never do that. I should have just said, well, you going to eat, and I hit me up when you eat. That's what I should have said. But I went out like a sucker, took out to eat, and then she supposedly went home, and I never heard from her. But I got her back. And I actually ended up sleeping with this girl later on, guys. I actually ended up sleeping with her a couple of times later on. She actually ended up getting over it, too. She was a bitch. I'm just going to she was a bitch. She that's all I'm going to say on her. So that was number three. Got played for a dinner. Next, my ex, this is an old girlfriend, making me rub her feet and back after I had called her back. What I tell you guys all the time about giving women the power in the relationship. So in this aspect right here, me and her had stopped talking, right? And I called her back. And then she comes over to the house and stuff. I don't call her back. So now I'm in a weaker position. That's why I tell you guys, never do this. She come over that time and so, oh, I just got this tight knot in my back. Right there. And I said, right there. I said, rub it for me. And I rubbed the back. And then that was fine. No big rub. Then she told me something. Oh, my feet just, they so tight. Oh, they so tight. And now she got me rubbing her feet. Got me rubbing her feet. And I look at her face and she down there looking at me like this. She had all the power. What I tell you guys? This is where I get the whole suck a whole lot of dick when they come back. What can I say? She had the whole power. I call her back. I show weakness. This is why I tell you guys never to do that. Because I already had a girl. I guess I felt emasculated. A lot of you guys say, well, that's nothing, AM. It's rub the feet. It's no big deal, right? If you got girlfriends, whatever, you can rub the feet. It's no big fucking deal. The issue was, it was coming off of a power play that I felt emasculated because I couldn't say nothing. That was the issue. I ain't going to sit up and say, any of you guys, if you rub your girl's feet or you rub her back, you're like, I don't feel emasculated. It's not the issue. Just like if a woman sucking your dick and y'all not in having no issues, nothing wrong with it. It's the issue of, and when it's the position of you having the power that makes it an issue. The issue of me rubbing her feet was not me rubbing her feet. Any of you guys can sit and watch TV and rub your girl's feet. It's not the fucking end of the world. Don't make you a simp if you're rubbing your girlfriend's feet. The issue is when you're doing it because she has the power and you can't say no. That's the issue. And that's why I tell you guys, if you're going through a situation with a girl, I don't care how much you hurt, I don't care how much you want her back, do not call this woman back. For the next month or whatever till we broke up again because I couldn't take her having all the power like that. I felt like a little puppy in a little cage because I can't say nothing. You can't be with a woman like that. That's what asked, if y'all guys wondering where that came from, that's where it came from. It came from an ex years ago. I think I was maybe 25 at the time. It was 26, something like that. Well, we had no contact for like a week or two, and then I broke. And then that gave her the power. That gave her the leverage. So what can I say? That's the same thing holds true with you. When you and your girl have a little spat or a breakup or something and she calls you back, that's why I sit here and say she's going to have to suck a whole lot of dick because now you have the power. And she can't say nothing. How you gonna make this up to me? So never, ever cave after a breakup. She will emasculate you any chance she get. I learned that the hard way. Ever. If you want to maintain the power in a relationship and the respect, she has to call you first. No exceptions. No birthdays, no Christmas, no Valentine's Day. I don't care if her mama died. I don't care if a dog got hit by a car. You do not call her, period. She has to call you or she has the power. You cannot be in a relationship with a woman when she has the power. They're like dictators. They're not like presidents. You know, presidents, you know, delegate, listen to it. Dictators, like, no. They make the rule. You can't be with a woman like that. They push it too fucking far. Number five, guys, jumping over fire hydrants for my the girl I liked all through elementary school. It was a girl I had in the third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade. All right, still remember her first and last name, all that, right? And one day, so she used to wait after school. She used to be on this side waiting for her mom or dad to pick her up, right? She'd just be over here on this side. And one day I see her over there. Oh, man, here go my chance to impress her. Made a complete jackass out of myself. I went to all the way down that street, guys. I went to sprinting, jumping over fire hydrants like a goddamn jackass, making a complete idiot out of myself. I sprinted all the way down that street. I think I jumped over like six or seven fire hydrants all the way down the street. And the reason why it's simpish, not just the y'all guys, so I want to make a point to y'all. It's not just simpish because I'm sitting here trying to impress a girl by jumping over fire hydrants. I guess she's supposed to want to give me some pussy now because I'm athletic, I guess. I don't what the hell I was thinking, but the issue is this here, why it's simpish. She knows why you're doing it. I think a lot of us men, when we do these simpish things, we tend to think women don't know, you know, why we do it. So, and I didn't even put this on the list, but I remember a girl in my seventh grade, right? I had like $4 or $5 in my pocket, right? And I remember she was around, and then I'm pulling my money out. Maybe it was like $7 or $8, maybe a little bit more money, right? Like I had like a $5 bill and maybe like two or three ones, right? I'm pulling the money out. Like, acting like I'm counting. And that girl said, I know why you pull that money out, because I'm over here. She told me that in the seventh grade. Women know when you do these little goofy things trying to impress them. When you pull up, blasting your music, like a women look at this jackass. They know you simping. They know. Never try to impress a woman. I went out like a sucker that day. I know that girl had to be dying laughing on the inside. She had to be. I know I would have been laughing like a motherfucker on the inside if I seen somebody carrying on acting like that. Like a damn fool jumping over. I ain't never forgot that, guys. And another thing that made it simp, I had this girl third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, right? And it was a few times where I actually able to engage her and tell her, hey, you know, blah, blah, blah. And went out scared, don't say nothing, for 3-4 years. Ridiculous. Some of you guys right now got a girl at your job or a girl at your school or college right now. You sit next to every day, scared as hell, don't say nothing. No balls. At least I had an excuse. At least I was goddamn like 10. What's your excuse? Girl, right now, you done seen her every day at work. Ain't said nothing. Going out like a sucker. Especially some of you grown motherfuckers over here, 30, 40 years old. Some woman at your job right now, you've been fantasizing about 2-3 years. And she know it. She probably ain't going to say it, but she knows it. She don't caught you. She knows. She can tell the way you look at her, you want her. Going out like a simp. Ask her out for a drink. And this is not no friendly invitation. I want to fuck you in your ass invitation, goddammit. All right? Next, guys. Trying to impress my friend over and over again. So if guys watch these, a few of my videos, y'all know specifically of these two girls that I told y'all guys about that had me in the friend zone. This was one of them. And the reason why I went out like a simp with her was because every time, like, I would buy myself something nice, I would shoot my ass over there to her trying to, like, you know, like anytime I get some new shoes or something like this, anything. In no matter what it was, new shirt, anything, I shoot my ass over there trying to impress her. I think at this time, I think I'm like 17, 18, somewhere long enough. I'm young at this point. All right. The issue y'all guys got, and y'all guys wonder, why would I do that? Because I knew she was about money. For y'all guys wondering, why would I do that? I knew she was about money. It was no doubt. I always knew at that point that if I could ever just stunt like I had enough money, I knew I could fuck her. Now, I ended up fucking her a few years later when I got finally started getting a big income tax, and I was able to go get them pull-out grills and a necklace and some FUBU Platinum. So I ended up getting her years later. But at this point, I was working at Taco Bell. Like, I think I was 17 at the time, 17, 18. Matter of fact, that's actually where I knew her from, met her from, Taco Bell. Right? That's where I met her at, Taco Bell. She worked at Taco Bell. I worked at Taco Bell. And every time I go get some or do some, from that point on, I run to shoot my ass over there trying to impress her because I knew she was a gold digger. But she was fine as hell. Now, she done went past the wall. Like, she didn't hit the wall. It's like the wall right here, she went smack that through it. Like, she went like a bulldozing truck through the wall. All right? She didn't just hit. No, most girls, they come up and they just hit the wall. And it's like, boo-boo, you know, they stop. This motherfucker ran over the wall. I think this motherfucker like 330 now with like four kids, right? So them days over with. But at this point, she was hot. And you know what? I'm not surprised she didn't hit the wall now. She was super thick then, guys. She had this super bad shape, right? Like, she was real short, but she was bottom heavy as hell. And if me thinking on it now, I'm not surprised that she's older because she was heavy then. It just all her weight went to the right places. So I'm not surprised now that she's super, like, because after a while, you know, when you're young, you can get away with it because it seems like your body just sends all the weight to the right places. But, like, as you get older, you don't get that same leeway. Like, eventually it started, you know how the levees eventually spill over? Her levees spilled over, and it started going to her stomach, her face, everything. She's fat as ugly as hell now. But at that point, she was hot as hell, and every time I would buy something or do something, And y'all guys say, well, why didn't do that? Because the girl know why you over there. She know you still ain't got shit. She knew I ain't have shit. Never try to impress a girl. Simple fact is they know what you're trying to do. Now, if you got something nice and she hit you up and be like, hey, swing through, blah, 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 whatever. You know, that's different. She asked you, you ain't this. I used to call her. Hey, what you doing, girlfriend? Come over there. Got my new Jordans on or whatever little shoes on or whatever I had, little outfit I done went and bought, trying to impress her like I got some goddamn money. Man, you don't sit your ass down some goddamn well. And I did that over and over and over and over and over again, guys. Some of you guys doing it now while you're sitting there laughing. Some of you guys are doing that same crap right now. All right, guys. Next. Buying a girl I hadn't fucked a $180 tattoo for her birthday. True story. This is another girl. I think I was kind of young too. I think maybe I was 22, something like that at the time. Like, she wanted a tattoo for her birthday. I said, sure. No, I'm thinking, you know, $50, you know, no biggie. We get there, $180 for the tattoo she want. Now, I don't want to, as any of you guys know, when it's a fine girl you want to fuck, you ain't going to say, Oh, that's too much. Yeah, I am getting this girl $180. I end up fucking her later, a few years later. But I didn't even fuck her after this tattoo. I didn't even ended up getting it later. If a lot of you guys notice a common theme here, a lot of these girls, I didn't fuck until I, quote unquote, finally got some decent paper. And probably a little bit better game also. I would give it that. I wouldn't just say paper. Also, better game with these particular type of women. Cause y'all guys got on this, she was kind of a gold digger. Y'all guys got to understand that I was sleeping with a lot of women at this time. It's just occasionally I would run into these little gold diggers or wannabe gold diggers. And I wanted to fuck them too. And the difference is I periodically, I don't run into them that often, but every now and then I run into a gold digger. The difference between me now and them then is I can say, you know what? I want to fuck her, but I'm not fin to do nothing or try to impress her the fuck. I just walk away. At that time, I would actually try to fuck them. That's the difference. Now, if I run into a girl like that who tries to do something like that, I'm going to say, fuck you and walk away because I realize you can't fuck them all. But at that time, I was so controlled by my hormones that it didn't matter if I was sleeping with 25 women a year. It didn't matter. I still wanted the ones I couldn't get. Me now just being older and more mature and more disciplined, I can just say, you know what? I don't need to sleep with every woman that I'd encounter that looks good. All these girls, guys, at the time, they were young and hot. None of these girls were no sevens or eight. To me, every one of them was a 9 or 10 at the time. I don't know how most of them look today, but at this time, every one of these girls, 9 and 10, and they all, as in some kind of way, were about them dollars. Me today, I would just walk away and say, go find you a simp. At that point, my dick would say, man, you better do it. Man, you better. And that's what, and the point of me trying to tell you guys, some of you guys do that now. Some of you guys sleep with a bunch of women, and but you run into these little materialistic girls, and what I'm telling you to say is, walk away. I know your dick saying, man, you better try to fuck her. No, you gotta walk away when you run into these materialistic ass women. All right, guys. So bought a girl $180 tattoo that I hadn't fucked. You can make a good argument, right? That if you fucking her and you've been fucking her for 3-4 months, you can make a good argument, man. $180 tattoo for a girl I've been fucking for four, 6 months, whatever. I can make that argument. I can make that. I hadn't even fucked her. I'm trying to fuck her. I'm trying to earn some brownie points. That's why it's a simp move. Okay, guys. Next, trying to impress women with the Mercedes. Oh, man, I remember those days when I first got that Mercedes. So this is the issue with the Mercedes, right? I couldn't, in New York City, it's harder to floss your nice ride in New York City. Let's say it like that. The reason being is, you know, when you stay in a city that doesn't require, you know, that doesn't have like a train system, you know, most times you go pick the girl up, right? Or you meet, you know, at the restaurant, right? And so when, if you, or the bar, wherever the fuck you go on a date, right? So let's just say bar. So you go pull up to the bar, your car's outside. When y'all go outside, she get in her car, she get to see your car. You don't have to try to stunt too hard. Not in New York City. So I would have this nice new Mercedes parked 2 blocks away, right? Because that's where I found parking. Met a girl at the bar for this drink. She drove, I drove, but she don't get to see my car because it's parked 2 blocks away. It's not like down south where you pull up to the bar or the restaurant and you red in front and she get to see your car. So here my ass go, most of the girls would take an Uber or Lyft. Oh, I take you home. Only so they could see my car. Oh man, I did so many simp moves when I first got that damn Mercedes. I mean, one time I pulled up in front of a bar with the motherfucker, even though I knew it couldn't park there. Just all type of simp shit when I got that damn Mercedes. And what I learned, guys, is it actually turned the women off. That's what I found. Not the Mercedes, but the fact that I was trying so hard for them to know I had that goddamn Mercedes. Do y'all guys get that? Anytime you try to impress a woman, you just let her know she's more valued than you, and you're trying to sell yourself as a beta male provider. I didn't realize that at the time. Okay, guys, and this ain't even been that long ago. I think that's like the last little simp thing I did that I got out of my system that it's good to have a Mercedes and stuff like that. Like I said, we fuck them hoes too, dick them down, toss to the side of the road. All that's still the same and all that holds true, but let them discover it on their own, guys. That's all I'm saying. Let it come out naturally. Don't be trying to force it. That's all I'm saying. If, like I said, we sell them a dream, dig them down, talk to the side of the road. Ain't nothing changed. The issue is when you're trying to force the action, let them discover it. You don't have to talk about it or try so hard to show it. Some of you guys got super nice cars. Some of you guys got super nice watches. Just because you got a nice watch don't mean you have to sit up there with your hand on your chin all night like this right here, so she can see your goddamn watch. Because she knows why you're doing it. You look like a goddamn jackass. Hand right here on your goddamn chin the whole goddamn night so you can show off your goddamn watch. You look like a goddamn jackass. Okay, guys? So the point being is, never try to impress women with your toys, period. Next, guys, number nine, this is pretty old too. I AMS actually bought pussy one time from this girl who set me up. Yeah, she set me up good. So I go get this little nice hotel room. It's a $100 room, right? Nice little hotel room. Thinking like, man, I'm finna get some good old free pussy. Man, I'm finna, boy, she fine. I'm finna get this, boy, I'm gonna tear this pussy up. We get in the room and then she drops the bombshell on me that she's getting her hair done tomorrow and I'm paying for it. After I just paid for this goddamn room. I already invested this $100. So of course I went on through with it. But the take home message is, don't assume nothing, guys. Okay? Don't assume nothing. So I had some guys want to hit me up and say, hey, AMS, should I get this hotel room with this girl? Blah, blah, blah. I said, if you do it, you know, y'all guys know I don't even talk direct like that. I think it's a turnoff. But when you go and invest your money, you better be very direct. We gonna fuck her, ain't it? No beating around the bush or nothing. You know what a woman will do? She'll have you get that goddamn room and sit there and play dumb. I didn't say I was gonna sleep with you. That's what a woman will do. So when your money on the line like I did then, well, that girl set me up. So y'all wanna know what I think? I think that is something, that's a strategy that she's come up with. Get guys that she's dating to invest in hotel rooms. Once you invest $100, obviously you wanna see it out. Because now you done paid the money for the hotel room, they ain't finna give you your goddamn money back. And so now you stuck to go through with it or take the loss. The average person is just gonna say, fuck it. That's actually a pretty smart strategy from her. The issue I tell you with you guys is anytime you guys are gonna do a hotel room and stuff like that, be very direct in what what you wanna do. You don't have to be direct when a woman coming over your house. You ain't losing shit. If she fuck, she fuck. If she don't, hey, you lost 20 minutes. Big fucking deal. But in a situation like this, where you're going to spend $50 to $150, you know, just depending on what your budget is, even if you only get a cheap $50 hotel room or $60 Motel 6 room, if you're paying $6 for a hotel room, obviously you don't got a lot of money. That's going to be a lot of money to you. So somebody else might be like, oh, it's only $50 or $60. Yeah, to you, to somebody else, that's something. So when I like a simp, guys, end up having to went on and getting the money to get a hair, then gonna tell me something. Yeah, everybody wants somebody to deal. That's what she told me. Everybody wants somebody to deal. That's what she told me. I ain't never forgot that saying. But the pussy was good and the head was good, so yeah, it worked out okay. My issue is I don't believe in paying for pussy to this day. It just goes against my principles of who I am. If she would have told me that before I went to the hotel room, I would have told her to go kick rocks. Dead serious. And she was fine. Even all the simp shit I've ever done in my life, guys, one thing I've always been against, and I'm going to be against to the day I die, is buying pussy. I know some guys want to say, oh, well, you know, you go out to dinner, it's the same thing. You know, you buy dinner, you buy drinks, it's the same thing. It's a principle. It's the principle of the matter. If you step on my shoe, if you just nudge my shoe, bump your shoe, did you really hurt me? No, but if you don't say excuse me, it's a principle to it. That's a principle to me. So I went on out like that time, but any other time I've went and paid for a hotel room, and it hasn't been many, I've always had my place, but I've always gotten that scrape. So we're going to do something, right? You down, right? That's how you handle it, guys. And last one, guys, let a woman I liked friend zone me for over 10 years. I told y'all guys about this one. This is the one I was telling you guys about. My homeboy went to the gas station talking about, I heard about you. This is the one I'm talking about. Literally, now, I had another girl up here who had me in the friend zone, right? But the difference was I used to talk to her periodically, you know, once a month, you know, once every 6 weeks. I was in the friend zone, but it wasn't like a friend zone. This motherfucker right here, I was in a super friend zone. Talking to her ass every other day on the phone for an hour. For God knows how long. I think all through high school. Talking to her ass on the phone for a goddamn hour. Had other girls. And the whole time I want to fuck with her, but I got me in the friend zone. I'm on the phone talking about my girls. She on the phone talking about her boy. The dude she dating, I'm talking about the girls I date. Friend zone like a motherfucker. Some of you guys right now with quote unquote best friends with a chick you want to sleep with. You a simp. You tell her ass today, after you get off this video, you call her ass and tell her right there, listen here, bitch, you gonna fuck or not? That's what you tell her. Right, as soon as you cut this, call her ass and say, listen here, I know I've been in your friend zone for 5 years, but this the deal, you gonna fuck or not? Because this friendship coming to an end today. That's what you tell her. This motherfucker had me in a friend zone for over 10 years. I didn't fuck her for a tough. 10 years later, friend zone. And I'm talking about a real friend zone. I'm talking about the type of friend zone you go to a house and y'all watch TV, you know, all day Saturday. That type of friend. The real friend zone. I ain't talking about no motherfucker you see in passing every 3 months. Y'all cool. You in the friend zone, but you know, it's, you know, that ain't the same thing. You know, the little girl you talk to at work, y'all kind of, you in the friend zone at work, but you don't really communicate with her outside of work. You know, when y'all at school, work or school, you cool, y'all talk. You in the friend zone, but that's like a different level of friend zone. I was in purgatory. That's what I was in. I was in the go hang with you on Saturday and watch TV and, you know, your mama cook for, that what type of friend zone I was in. I wouldn't do no shit like that to save my life. Not with a woman I'm attracted to. I don't know what I guess I thought one day I'd grow. I don't know the hell I thought. But I ended up sleeping with her, but it took 10 goddamn years. 10 years, 2 pull-out grills, and a little necklace. All right. All right, guys. So this is the 10 times AMS has simp. Also, you guys got to understand, I guarantee you, if y'all guys go and ask pretty much any dating coach, they 10 times, they done simp, they gonna have something similar to this. Y'all guys got to understand, a lot of you guys just think like, man, I'm so beta and AMS is so alpha and I just suck, man. I'm just such a bitch. Man, y'all guys got to understand, man, everything y'all doing, I done went through it. How y'all think I can give y'all advice? That's what I want to know. I want to know how y'all think I give y'all advice. Just put some shit in the box and pull it out. I can give y'all advice from life experiences because I done did everything 2 times over. Okay, guys, that's how that works. That's what it just comes from experience. That's what wisdom comes from. And y'all watch these financial guys, any of these financial guys, it comes from making mistakes. That's where they get it from. All right, guys. Of course, you can educate yourself and stuff like that, but you still got to go through the life experiences. And I'm going to tell y'all guys why that's important. Because when somebody say something, it don't really hold weight. Because you be like, well, that's what happened to him. And so you got to go through it, right? That's just the way it is. A lot of us, our parents told us, stay in school, life is real. And we kind of just like ignored it. Then you get 25 and you feel like, oh shit, they weren't lying. If you don't got no educational skill, you broke right now. You broke. You live from check to check. You learn real quick. You know what? My parents, they actually was on to some shit. They right. If your ass don't stay in school and learn some shit or get a skill, you going to be broke. Period. All right, guys. So wisdom comes from a lot of past mistakes, and I done made a lot. All right, guys. I'll get back with you guys later.